If you're gonna say we came from the Big Bang Theory, then be ready when the fire come ablaze. They want to say that evolution led to the gorillas first, that God didn't create life, this was a survival of the fittest earth, saying man evolved from bacteria, not God forming him from the dirt. But you want to teach me my complex DNA just somehow worked? Want to turn my God into a fairy tale for the people of the church, making it seem like I need to believe in God due to a lesser mind at work? But you can't explain to me why the carbon structure in us is the same as in the earth. The science men want to say that we evolved from a bang, that out of all types of chaos the first molecules came, learning how to combine and react same with same, until finally after millions of years, the humans began to reign. I have a problem with any theory that does not include my Lord's name. I'm not an accident or coincidence, and I refuse to play that game. I truly believe the first family was Adam and Eve, Abel and Cain, the first man being formed on this earth before clouds could release rain. I fight for the truth with the scepter, the staff, the sword, and the cane. My God is real because he gives me peace and takes away my pain. He operates in a spiritual realm like the wind you can't see but you can't explain. But if you're gonna say we came from the Big Bang Theory, then be ready when the fire come ablaze. But if you're gonna believe the Lord created every man and woman on this earth, then let him guide you the rest of your ways. If you're gonna say the Bible is not totally true, then be ready when the fire come ablaze. Every scripture in the Bible has its purpose and relevance, but they are quick to say the Bible is tainted using incomplete evidence. The prophets predicted my Savior numerous times in the Old Testament, then he came down from heaven and set a new precedence, defeating the reign of Lucifer and his demonic pestilence, taking our justified punishment so we can have communion with the Most High excellence. Now God doesn't ask you to understand everything, but to have faith and obedience, just like you might not understand how a snack machine works, but you still put in your 80 cents. To understand, you must read the manual, and for your life, that's what the Bible represents. As you realize he's guiding your freedom, not trying to steal your independence, your trust in the Lord will return in blessings, sevenfold and sixpence. One day I put my faith and joy in the word, and it hasn't failed me since. But if you're gonna say the Bible is not totally true, then be ready when the fire come ablaze. But if you're gonna believe the Bible, then let it guide you on what to do, and be ready for the blessings that it says. Now I say, if you're gonna believe in the Bible is not totally true, then be ready when the fire come ablaze. But if you're gonna believe the Bible, let it guide you on what to do, then be ready for the blessings that it says. But if you're gonna say the Holy Spirit is not real, then be ready when the fire come ablaze. People are quick to say it's fake when someone is filled with the Holy Ghost, quick to disbelieve in the healing miracles, quick to call it a hoax, because they can't fathom that it can happen without some prescription dose. But there is no formula for cold nights, when you feel empty and can't cope, when you can physically reach and touch, but to your heart nobody's close, or when you have your life in your hands counting down cinco, cuatro, tres, dos. My sword is drawn, I'm prepared for battle to defend my post, because the Holy Spirit is the innocent, sweet comforter sent by the Lord of hosts to reveal the truth to you, be there for you, and give you guidance most holy, truths that the Holy Spirit revealed to me. School books couldn't show me. God has spoken prophecy to me through people who didn't even know me. Help me to love others quickly, and my anger develops even more slowly. All praises to the Most High, the Creator, the Lord one and only. And if you're gonna believe the Holy Spirit is not real, then be ready when the fire come ablaze. But if you're gonna believe in the Holy Ghost, then be ready when he fills you with power for the rest of your days. If you're gonna believe we came from the Big Bang Theory, then be ready when the fire come ablaze. But if you're gonna believe that the Lord created every man and woman on earth, then let him guide you and walk you your ways. If you're gonna say the Bible is not totally true, then be ready when the fire come ablaze. But if you're gonna believe the Bible and let it guide you on what to do, then be ready for the blessings that it says. If you're gonna say the Holy Spirit is not real, then be ready when the fire come ablaze. But if you're gonna believe in the Holy Ghost, then be ready when he fills you with power for the rest of your days. Then be ready when he fills you with wisdom for the rest of your days. Then be ready when he fills you with joy for the rest of your days. Then be ready when he fills you with happiness for the rest of your days. Then be ready when he fills you with love for the rest of your days.